welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you those weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential practices, strategies, stuff I make up, stuff I learn, stuff I'm working on myself to wake up, show up, shine, live in flow, enjoy life, and kick some butt. There it is. Wow, I am fired up today to talk to you about something I have been experiencing in my own life and playing with. And as always, weekly blasts, I bring you the stuff that I am living myself. I want to bring it to you as it's happening so it's fresh, that it's not just preachy mumbo jumbo, that this is stuff that I am sitting in the fire with myself. And I do sit in fires. I am in fires every day, which is really what I want to talk to you about today, which is to show up and suck every single day. What are you sucking at today? What's happening in your life that is putting you at the edge of your seat, that's making you uncomfortable? And if you're totally comfortable, well, this just may be your wake-up call. Because when we get too comfortable, I should say, when we are living in that gray zone, we start to fall asleep. And when we start to fall asleep and numb ourselves, we, there's this just general, I would say, dullness that starts to happen in our lives. So today's pump up and advice, and if you will, coaching, is to start showing up and sucking a little bit more out there, because that's the way you know you're pushing edges and you're living on the verge. So Eleanor Roosevelt said, and you've probably heard this, do one thing every day that scares you. Do one thing every day that scares you, that makes you cringe a little, that makes you feel, oh God, do I really need to do this? Do I really need to do this? And that's the way we grow. That's the way we shine. That's the way we start to feel more alive in our lives. So this goes to, this is like the next step, if you will, from start before you're ready. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about that. Start before you're ready. And then, of course, last week was strike a pose. So start before you're ready. Strike that damn pose already. You know, give yourself that boost physically and then just show up and suck. So I am just full of spit and vinegar today to talk to you about this. What I want to talk to you about to give this some framework is the a flow trigger called the challenge skills ratio. Fancy stuff. Challenge skills ratio simply means that when we are challenged enough, but not too much, we are triggered or we drop into flow. Now, let me explain this. So think about something that you're doing, perhaps at work, that is too challenging for you. Or think about your kids in math class, right? And they're given equations and it's just too challenging. You know, we can think about kids because they're so physical, right? When they're frustrated and challenged, they, and you may still do this, throw themselves on the floor. I can't do this. This is not good. I don't want to do this. When life or a task is too challenging, we get frustrated, we get stressed, we procrastinate, we avoid, we don't want to do it. When things are just too far above our pay grade, and it's just too far above our skill level, we don't want to do it anymore. On the other hand, if things get too boring, too repetitive, too routine, below our skill level, then we also get distracted. We also procrastinate. We also avoid. So there is a sweet spot right in between too easy and too hard. And what research shows is it's about 4 to 6% above our skill level. Now, how do we measure that? That's tough. But there's a sense about it. When it's just challenging enough to keep our attention, to make us excited, right? When something's challenging enough, then we get a little hit of dopamine, right? A little squirt of like, ooh, this is kind of fun. I can kind of do it, but it's still holding my attention. I can kind of get excited about this task or the phone call or this meeting or this presentation or whatever it is you're doing, this challenging workout, but it's not going to blow me out of the water. So I want you to just start to think about that stuff that you're doing every day. And if something is too boring, too routine, how can you make it a little more challenging? So I often talk about batching the boring, batching tasks. Like for me, it's just answering those slew of emails. It's just, you know, it piles up and I'm like, I just don't want to do this. It's boring to do. So I batch it. I do a tomato timer, a Pomodoro timer. Or batching your housework, right? Batching your phone calls, batching whatever it is you have to do, the laundry, the dishwasher. Start to batch things together, gamify it. So how do we make things a little bit more challenging? And on the other hand, if it's too challenging, if you've got a task that's way above your skill level, you can do a couple of things. One, you can ask for help. Get support. Find a coach. Ask a mentor. Ask a supervisor. Ask somebody to support you or break down that task into much smaller tasks, more smaller bite-sized pieces that you can take on. So we've got too hard, too easy. We know what to do. We want to work straight down the center in that flow channel. And I'll put an image in the show notes to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. And this will help you to start to work just above your skill level, that 4 to 6%, where you're going to tap into some neurotransmitters that get you fired up and intrigued and in a little bit more excited about what you're doing. Okay, so what does this have to do with showing up and sucking? Well, when we start to work at that 4 to 6% above our skill level, we're going to start pushing edges. We're going to start to push boundaries, and we'll start to push ourselves in a way that is going to challenge us. Whenever we are doing something that is beyond what we're comfortable doing, we're going to suck at first. We're going to suck at first. So when I teach and train new yoga teachers, I talk about this all the time. My gosh, I tell them, if I could have audio, not even video, but I wish I had audio of my first couple of years teaching yoga, because I'm sure I sucked. We can't help but suck in the beginning. You know, we think about a little baby starting to crawl and then pull themselves up and then start to walk, and they fumble. All the time they're sucking until they get it right. What happens to us as adults as we just start to care too much about what other people think? So how can we start to train that muscle to get more comfortable sucking in life? Feeling that slight discomfort when you make the phone call. So the reason why I'm talking about this now is because I have just started a new business. Been about a month. I've talked about a little bit of my emails. If you don't get my emails, please do. Love to have you on my email list. We're just, you know, really kind of starting to stack a lot of information, research, great stuff in my emails just once a week. Promise you that. And I'm talking about gut-brain health. So I've just started a business where I am partnering with a great mental wellness company that is focused on healing our gut to improve, greatly improve mental focus, mental clarity, mental acuity. So when we change our gut, we change our brain. So long story short, I am in a new field talking about stuff that I've only been studying myself and talking to a lot of people about it. And I'm sucking. It's a new arena. It is a little bit I should say a lot uncomfortable for me. But you know what? It's really exciting. It has me really jazzed because I feel like I'm learning new skills. I'm learning different skills. I'm communicating in a new way. And I'm fumbling on my words. And I'm okay with that. And it's been really fun. When we start to show up and suck, we learn new stuff. And as adults, it's so important for us to do that. So what I tell our new yoga teachers is you're going to suck at the beginning. You're going to be clumsier. You're going to forget stuff. You're going to fumble on your words. You know, it's just part of growth. So what are you sucking at right now? And if you're not sucking at anything, what can you suck at? Maybe it's just even trying a new class, a new fitness class. Maybe it's stretching your meditation practice. You know, somehow, some way, start small or not, go big, but start doing something today that scares you. What scares you? Write it down in your journal in the morning. What can I do today that's going to be 4 to 6% above my skill level? It's going to push me a little bit more. It's going to challenge me. So it's like it's a challenge training, right? We're going to the gym to challenge ourselves every day in some capacity. I try to think about my workouts that way. I mean, I don't want to push myself every single day physically because I do believe in recovery, but I need to challenge myself in that 4%. More, 4 to 6% more a few times a week. Or, you know what? I go flat, right? We stop growing. So number one, every day, think about what can you do today that's going to scare you or that scares you or that kind of makes you a little nervous even thinking about it. What phone call, what email, what reach out, what activity or action can you do today that scares you? So that's number one. Number two, and this is a biggie, and believe me, I am working on this just as much as anybody else. We got to forget what other people are thinking. We've got to forget what others may say when we make the phone call and make the pitch or the reach out or ask for something from somebody else. We've got to forget what other people are thinking because you know what? They're not thinking about us. They're just not thinking. Everyone is so overly consumed in their own schedule, their own busyness. They're not giving you that much attention. So forget about it and just do what scares you anyway. So the first thing is to do something that scares you every day. The second thing is to forget about what other people are thinking. And the third thing is just to start before you're ready. You're not going to have all the ducks in a row. You're not going to be perfectly trained. Nobody is. We've got to just get ourselves going. Start the ball rolling. And then finally, just show up and suck. Smile at yourself. Have some fun with yourself. So I've got, just so much energy behind this because I'm in the middle of it and I truly am sucking every day right now. And I realize, wow, I've been playing it safe. I've been playing it safe in some areas of my life. And I'm now learning new skills that I realize I probably should have learned a long time ago, but I didn't. So, oh well, let's start now. Do something every day that scares you. Pick up the phone, write the email, send the proposal, start the workout, take the new class. Do something every single day that scares you. Let me know what you're doing. For me, it's this new business. It's got me right at the edge of my seat. It's got me on calls every day. It's actually a couple of things, it's a lot of things. I'm just really fired up and excited to explore new ways of communicating. Let me know what scares you. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what you're finding out. Let's do this together. Let's show up and suck big time, because who knows what's going to be at the end of that phone call, at the end of the email. We just don't know. Thanks all for listening. I bid you farewell. I hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, please communicate with me. Reach out to me. I'm super engaged on LinkedIn these days and Instagram. And grab those emails, my weekly dose of flow. I'm just giving it out. I'm talking about body, brain, and biome, offering you tips, techniques, new insights, new research, new things I'm doing and I'm finding out. And let's all just keep learning and leaning in together. Have a good one.